Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
The hell? What the hell, Natalie? She's supposed to fire off the and it's not here. Oh, also, by the way, Natalie is transitioning into a man. She said only on the weekends, though. This is a weird thing she's fucking
doing. That's cool, but who's this guy?
So, Natalie, can you please?
I know where it is.
Oh, my fucking God. Guys, you got one job. What about my soundboard?
It's all there.
Now show them them titties.
The fuck is going on here? Do you guys have the ability to play sounds? I have no idea. Natalie?
You just did, didn't you?
I did.
Okay.
You, might have you to got knocked the fuck out,
we're
going
to start over. There's no reason to just not start it right.
Okay.
You know?
I have to find out where she
it's a whole vibe, I guys.
I thought it was attached to the intro, but
well, Natalie not. Needs to figure it the fuck out.
Open up a.
I don't know why that fucking titty song made me laugh. Yeah. That shit was fucking.
Yeah. I'll stand by that great album.
Wait, is that a real, that's a real band?
Oh, you don't know who
that's
that
Bloodhound
is?
Gang.
Bloodhound Gang.
No, I never. I only heard that one song.
Dear like, Chasey Lane, I wrote. It's about. It's a song to the porn star Chasey Lane.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
I'll
play it right now.
The album with that the famous song on it.
Yeah,
that's a top to bottom good album.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. I always just looked at them like a flash in the pan, but you know, I knew they had a fucking diehard fan base.
Yeah, yeah.
From that,
the Ballad of Chasey Lane. I can't believe you never heard this.
I never did.
Chasey Lane, I wrote to explain I'm your biggest fan.
I
just wanted to ask, could I eat your ass right back as soon as you can? You had a lot of dick.
You had a lot of dick.
I've had a lot of time.
Had a lot of time. You've had a lot of dick, Chasey, but you ain't had mine.
Maybe I have heard this.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like maybe I have.
Oh, this years ago.
You never wrote me back. How could I ever eat your ass when you treat your biggest fan like that?
Ooh, nigga.
You've had a lot of dick. Had a lot of dick. You've had a lot of time. Had a lot of time. You've had a lot of dick, Casey. But you ain't had mine. Dear Chasey Lane, I wrote to constrain. This letter is my last.
It's like the original Stan.
This sounds good. It has this. It has 3.14, the pussy eating rap. I'm surprised you know the vagina song.
I knew one song by Bloodhound Gang, and I kind of like was like, all right, whatever. Yeah.
I always thought, of, yeah, I mean,
it's part. Ain't had
mine. Wait, hold on.
They used to put a lot of shit in the videos like this.
Damn it. I said we're supposed to go to the National on the Titties part.
P.S. Mom and Dad, this is Chasey. Chasey, this is my mom and dad. Now show them titties.
That's great.
Now show them titties.
All right, you got a fan.
All right.
Mom and Dad, this is Chasey. Chasey, this is my mom and dad. Now show them titties. Do we have it or no? fuck it, dude. That's a unique experience, a unique moment. Everyone thought that we were off air. They were really relaxed. They were really, truly themselves.
I don't think I said anything for like 4 minutes.
Everyone's
I don't think anybody did. We were listening to the fucking Bloodhound Gang, yeah. Which I don't think you're allowed to release.
Doggy, we are going to release it.
In the most Puerto Rican way possible. We're in a studio full of equipment, and he still played it on his cell phone.
Now show them titties.
Like we were in line at Rite Aid.
Yeah. We're listening to YouTube ads, waiting for it to play.
We should make today's whole show us doing a cappella versions of popular songs, but we do the music and everything. Because I really got it. When you just went gung, 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 I really got into that.
Oh, dude, I'm so in.
Let's just make that the show today.
You booked me for the wrong episode.
No, you got this, dude. You can do this, dude. Go, Metallica 1. You got to start with the guitar.
No, I'm
gung,
out.
Gung, gung, gung.
I'll be the orchestra leader on this
gong,
one.
Gong, gang, gong. You be the dying guys.
You do the gun gang, noises gong, in the gang. Background.
Gong, gang, gong, gang, gling, gling. Gong, gang, gong,
gong. Apparently the wind chime section just came in.
Gong, gang, gong, gang.
Oh, this is the version of S&M.
I don't even think you know what instrument you're supposed to be playing, Lewis. Gong, glang, glong, glang is not a fucking instrument.
That's
glong, glang, glong, glang. I know the song.
Crushing the rhythm section on the guitar right now.
I need a guitar that says glong, glang, glong, glang.
Lewis also has a loop. I had the solo. And if you want to...
I believe he can hit the solo.
You could have been like, psst, psst, psst. No, dude. No, Bobby. No, dude.
I liked where I was.
Bobby, you should have called him.
I'm blocking the camera. God, you were in the middle of a jam.
That we were fucking jamming, dude. We were doing acapella jams. This is the best bit idea I've ever had in my entire life.
Acapella right, we'll do another jams, one. 57.
Next we'll song.
Give me another song. Give me another song. Give me another song.
Different band.
It doesn't matter. It
Let's do fucking.
Oh no! I got it. Bow with the bow, the bang, the bang, bigger to the inga, to the inga, to the um jump.
This is like a minute intro.
Bow with the bow, the bang, bigger to the inga, to the oogie, the um jump, the boogie. Bow to the bow, the bang, bigger to the oogie, the um jump, the boogie.
I love Jimi Hendrix.
This is the fucking Australian instrument.
Bow to the bang, the bang, the bang, bigger to the inga, to the oogie, the um jump, the boogie. Bow to the bang, the bang, the bang, bigger to the inga. You gotta go.
When are we starting the show?
What part of the song is that?
That's a bass drum. My name is. I was just doing the bass drum for that part.
Kid. Sing it at least.
I don't know. This is what people do when they can't get the rights to music. This is the bullshit they do.
I love it. We should start a new podcast. Fuck Real Ass Podcast.
Hold on.
Me and Josh Adam
are going to be Josie.
The show rules. It's a Real Ass Podcast Friday show. Guys, look, full disclosure, we're not live.
Shit.
We're not live.
I'm out.
This is a pre-tape. We're changing it up a little bit. This is why Natalie's not in the booth. This is why we have fucking Paul the Wall in the booth. Paul, why are you so nervous? You never have to work with me like this, do you?
I'm not really nervous.
You're very nervous. Your energy is very, very nervous. Tell me why.
That shit going wrong threw me off.
See, you know what? Here's what I didn't like, Paul. You lied to me. You told me you weren't nervous. And then I just pressed you just slightly on it, and he admitted that he was nervous.
Really not that
Paul, nervous. Be real ass. It's a real ass fucking podcast. If you're nervous, you're like, hey, dude, I'm nervous, but that's fucking okay. I'm not a bitch.
All right, I'll say I'm a little nervous.
But
I'm not a bitch.
Hell yeah, doggy.
You know how I know he's nervous? He's been leaning into the computer whole time.
If he gets closer, he's going to find the answer.
He has the posture of the hacker in an action movie.
Yeah.
He just goes, oh, shit, and then the building blows up.
All right, I'm in. And starts typing faster.
Can I tell you the problem right now? My only problem with Paul, because Paul's great. Bobby, obviously, is great. Bobby filling in for the great Shandog today. Paul, even though the fans will say horribly mean things to Natalie, like they are horrible to her, I will admit that, they like her. I know that they like Natalie, and I know that they like her a lot. And I fear that Paul is going to be the brunt of a lot of hate because he's simply not Natalie.
Sure. I don't think
we're going to call him Natalie. Paul, can you be Natalie on the show?
That's pretty good.
Sure.
All right. I think that might just save that. That brilliant joke right there might have just saved Paul's fucking life on this show, because the fans will go hardcore parkour on you, Paul. Do you know that?
Hardcore parkour.
Oh yeah, I'm well aware.
Yeah, so you have to be very, very careful. This is the this show right here has become sort of the staple. It's the morning show. It's the fucking, you know, this is it. I know everyone thinks it's Legion of Skanks, but you're now on the show that is actually really the one that really matters. Once the smoke clears and Legion of Skanks is gone, who's going to be standing?
Me.
Cumtown. But besides Cumtown,
Are You Garbage?
Besides Cumtown and the Are You Garbage podcast and the Are You Part, Podcasting Studio / Network that is eventually going to come to fucking.
we're gonna end up buying guests.
And I mean this: if they ever start their own network, destroy them. If the Are You Garbage guys ever fucking try, if they pull another podcast under their fucking garbagey umbrella, destroy them. I've been patient enough with you guys. Okay, I still bring you on the show. We're fucking cool.
Of course,
they start. Network, Joe DeRosa and Sal Vulcano, it's coming any day. Just so they know, like, I'm not afraid of Sal Vulcano or the Impractical Joker fucking fans. I'll come right at them. I will strike within the heart of those fucking fat moms, and they will do nothing.
Yeah, we'll never. You have my word. We would never do that.
Thank God.
I heard you were starting a show called Are You Classy?
Yeah, are you? Yeah, no, we're going to.
Well, we have our own, you know, we have our own bit on this show that we feel like Are You Garbage ripped us off.
Sure.
Yeah, we have an intro.
Well, also,
for it,
early, you took a lot of shots early on. You took a lot of shots on social media.
They really ripped. You know, we had this original idea called Classy or Trashy, and it was a great. Do you guys have the segment intro? It's going to fucking take 40 years. Do you not have the packages for our show? Why would
Natalie
we?
Is not going
to. If you want to pick two or three songs for us to do a cappella while we wait,
we can do that. I can do. Wow, 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 now, now, wow, wow.
I have no idea what the fuck you're doing right now.
Wow, wow, okay. Wow, wow, wow.
Shut up. Wow, 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 wow. Chuck, 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 chuck,
chuck, chuck, chuck, chuck, chuck, chuck, chuck, chuck, chuck, chuck, chuck, chuck,
chuck, chuck, chuck, chuck, chuck, chuck, chuck. Stop looking at me while you do that.
Yeah, dude.
It's never made it.
I'm freaking out.
Never. Sugar!
Never.
Lewis is just making. I got that, but it sounds like he's talking a different language. I feel like I'm on another planet.
This show rules. It rules. You know. By the way, Zach hated the acapella songs
until we got the system.
Until we got the sugar, and then he was here for it.
Well, sugar's easy because you just got to remember it's Here Comes Santa Claus.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
Right?
It's also Mr. Sandman. Give me a dream. Give me the dream.
Sugar. We should remix Sugar with all these songs. This rules. We're a musical fucking podcast. Fuck off, Kevin Ryan. I'm sorry, dude. We're not.
What the fuck? Why did this turn on me?
Freeze up, dude.
I don't know what songs you're doing.
Hey, Josh, did you have one of those fucking tapes that you had to plug into a CD player so you could play CDs in your car? Might be garbage.
You're garbage.
That's a pretty good question, actually. Yeah, Dylan, write that down, because I'm going to fucking steal you on the way out of here. That's the first. Yeah. You
take him.
Yeah, no.
Please.
We've had him. That's the reason we left. I'm kidding, Dylan. I left.
Keep on trying to push Dylan off.
We remember those growing pains where Dylan was trying to force sound effects on the show and you guys would roll your eyes.
There was a lot of drops, yeah.
Have you ever driven more than 50 miles on a donut on a highway? You're garbage!
Well, I mean, yeah, you're not supposed to. It's up to 40. Everybody knows that. These are just logic. I don't know what we're doing here, guys. You're trying to attack my show, but you're coming with pretty good points.
You dip your french fries in ice cream? You're garbage!
I can't do that. It's not keto. Come on!
That is very true. Do you have my classy or trashy bit? This is a bit we did on the show.
Yeah.
This segment, and then these guys came in. Everyone knows this.
Sure.
They saw us do it. They lifted it, and then they turned it into an entire other show.
It's crazy.
Did you really do that?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
look at our intro.
Welcome to another exciting edition of
How'd You Get My Mom's Living Room?
Classy
Bitch. The show where you.
No, that wasn't. That was an earlier version.
Traitors! I never noticed that. I don't think.
I really love that you switched the fat and skinny. By the way, it really makes it so much funnier.
Trashy or classy? This is our segment that they stole from us.
I apologize.
It's fine. Keep it.
Oh, gift. I am.
It's a gift. Remember, we did that segment, the guys we fucked on our podcast,
mm-hmm.
and those other bitches stole that segment as well. These are all segments that I originated.
Sure.
And then everyone takes my ideas and they move on with it. Okay. Remember, we would bring on men that we had sex with, and we would talk to them about their experiences fucking us.
Wait, didn't Zach steal that for Bi Guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Remember when? One of us raped the chick in the 90s and the other used to DM 16-year-olds.
Yeah, they stole that from us. That was our thing. That was totally our thing. All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. I'll tell you right now, Yo Kratom is fucking a great company. They have been supporting the show for a long time. They're the marquee sponsor for Skankfest, my fight camp, and they make incredible products. If you guys are in the market for Kratom and you're over the age of 21 years old, get your Kratom from Yo Kratom. They are home of the $60 kilo. It's super easy. You order. They just ship it directly to your door at really, really inexpensive prices. It's the best price you're ever going to find on Kratom. There's no promo codes or anything. So yeah, if you guys are using Kratom, if you're in the market for Kratom, or if you know somebody that does use Kratom, this is for you. Go to yokratom.com and grab a $60 kilo. Okay, where were we? Paul, you cool?
I'm cool.
Natalie? Shannot? Natalie and Shannot?
My nickname's Stick. Please don't do that to me.
Shannot. I like Shannot. She is not Shannon. Shannot and Natalie. Okay, let's go on. Let's start the show. You guys want to start?
Yeah, it's about time.
Let's go. I think it's right there. We're only 17 minutes in. I feel like this has been on for a long time. Yeah.
Pre-tape wow. Tuesdays, not going great.
Wow, dude. I don't even know what the fuck happened here. We're all over the place. We're off the rails.
That's why we're going so slow. We've been off the rails for a few months.
We need to not be off the rails. We need to get over this fight so I can get back on the rails. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Look at us living clean.
Let's do our plugs. Let's get our fucking plugs out of the way. Let's party. What do you got to plug, Josh
Adam Myers? The 500 with Josh Adam Myers on all platforms. I'm going through Rolling Stone Magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums. Yeah, man, joshadammyers.com.
All right, Kevin Ryan.
At Kevin Ryan Comedy on all social media, Are You Garbage? And then September 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th, and 26th, we're going to be in Texas, Houston, San Antonio.
This is a long fucking week somewhere,
Austin.
Jesus.
No, yeah. We're doing one-nighters. Austin, San Antonio, we'll be at Moon Tower.
And you're singing at the goddamn
Dallas,
Comedy Jam.
Fort Worth, Hyenas. Yeah, so all the tickets are up wherever, so check that out.
Sick.
And we'll be in the goddamn Comedy Jam.
Down with the sickness.
I'm getting a duet from them.
We're doing Sugar.
Wait, when is Moon Tower?
22nd through the 25th.
That's hilarious. I'm going to Austin days after Moon Tower.
Really?
Guys, boycott Moon Tower. And I mean this, guys. If you have a Moon Tower ticket that has not been used already, I will accept it at the Louis J. Gomez Experience at the Creek in the Cave. For any Moon Tower fucking show, if it is not used, if you can prove that you did not use your Moon Tower ticket, boycott Moon Tower this year for not fucking inviting me, you fucking pussy bitches. Fuck you, Moon Tower. You're fucking dead to me.
I think Moon Towers are great.
No,
I'm happy they picked. I'm happy they picked good comedians and podcasts to have on there. Shout out to Josh. Lewis and
Podcast/Festival Wars with Moon Tower. I'm not afraid of them. Moon Tower, how dare they fucking snub me? You're gonna snub me? They snub you too, Zach?
Yeah, I go everywhere with you, of course.
You should move the date of Skankfest to coincide and go like fucking head to head.
They don't, dude, that happens every year. First of all, we're going head to head with fucking JFL Mexico. Like, anybody's choosing that over fucking Skankfest.
Is it actually Mexican comics?
I actually am doing the first 4 days.
I know. You are literally.
They're paying
the only
paying
person
so
that chose
much.
That over us.
They're paying so much, dude. I've been.
Yeah, annoyed. Because it sucks and they have to overpay everyone
to
go.
Oh, so you're not going to be at.
I'll be at Skankfest. We'll be at Skankfest and close it out. We're closing it out.
They're going to be. They're doing both. They're double dipping, which is fine. But let me tell you something, okay? Mm-hmm. JFL, Moon Tower, all these festivals. I'll tell you right now.
Well, Moon Tower aside, sure.
They're dead to me.
Okay.
They're dead to me, okay? Yeah. And that's fine. And that's fine. That is our relationship. JFL, Moon Tower, you guys are fucking... You know what?
Where in Mexico is it?
Real Ass Fans, Docs the Festivals.
You've been to both of
Docs
them,
Docs the fucking festivals.
You were a new face. I hosted your showcase.
I was a new face. And I've done Moon Tower.
Yeah.
I had a great time at both places.
Which is yet. Where we had the conversation.
It's why it hurts that they haven't invited me back.
That was, if you remember.
It's why it hurts.
That was where we had the conversation. Because originally we were supposed to do the goddamn karaoke jam at Skankfest. And then you were like, at that show, you saw the jam and you were like, we got to bring the band, dude. Yeah. We got to do it right.
It was incredible.
So if it wasn't for Moon Tower... No, it would have been the goddamn carry.
It was JFL.
No. That was at Moon Tower.
Okay.
Remember, it was the after party on the final night there. Yeah, so a lot of good things came from that from us.
Unfortunately, it's a shame that they had to end their relationship with me this way.
Who says it's over? What if you're next year?
They love you.
They don't.
Yes, they do.
They don't. If they loved me, they would book me on their festivals.
They did.
Once.
But they gave you one of the biggest things you could get at JFL, which is new faces. Am I wrong?
Was one of the biggest things that they could have gotten at New Faces. How about that?
You had an incredible set. I'll give you that.
So, yeah, I'm sorry. These other festivals, if you go to another festival, you're gay. And I'm going to make that very clear. Just any other comedy festival.
Wait, we're gay?
Performing or attending your
I've been known to dabble, yes.
Skankfest South is where it is fucking at. Did we finish our plugs?
No.
This is one big plug for Skanks.
Because he did it, at Josh Adam Myers on all social media. I always forget about that.
All right, Zach.
Just Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other shows on the network. Bye, guys, and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Doing a live spook show this September the 5th in Brooklyn. Check out my social media. And then Catalyst Wrestling in Jersey City on September the 17th.
Hell yeah, doggy. Got a lot of stuff coming up. September 30th through October 2nd, I will be in Austin, Texas at the Creek in the Cave with Zach Amico, Colin Turrell, and Natalie Cuomo. We're going to be doing some stand-up shows. We're doing a live Real Ass podcast, maybe a Depraved as well. Lots of shit happening down in Texas. Then I'm going out to England. I'll be in England. I'll be in England, Scotland, and Ireland, October 4th through 10th. I'm trying to set up a one-nighter just for myself because I'm doing tickets are basically sold out. It's Bisping's like one-man show. I'm warming up, but I think I'll be doing at least one full hour show while I'm there. I'm looking for a place in London right now, so I'm talking to a couple people, but keep your eyes out for that. lewisofskanks.com is the website. Other stuff coming up, I'll be October 16th in Long Island at Governor's, going to Canada in December, California in December. Lots of stuff coming up, guys. lewisofskanks.com. If you love the show, support the show directly. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. The premium membership gets you instant access to every single show on the network, the entire on-demand library for the whole network, nearly 20,000 hours of shows that you cannot find anywhere else in the world. All ad-free, all uncensored, all in one place. $8 a month. It's the best $8 a month you can ever spend. So yeah, do that. And, yeah, that's that. That's all I got to plug. Now, usually, Paul, what we do is we have a plug song. We have a song that's about, it's like a music bed that fucking...
Why do we need him when we can just do, yeah. I push my fingers into my...
It's like you're going to say the N-word 45 times. That's Lewis's
just
version
all
of
Metafix. Yeah. That's him edging.
Bwannin. 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 It's just one of those days. Then everything's fucked. Everybody sucks. I don't really know why, but you want to justify.
Oh, ripping someone's head off.
No human contact, but you wish to pass. Life is on contract. Best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days. And it's all about he said, she said bullshit.
All right, I'm coming around on this.
Talking that shit. Leaving with a fat lip. It's all about he said, she said bullshit. Think you better quit talking that shit, punk. It's just one of those days, feeling like a freight train. First one to complain, blames on the bloodstain. Damn right, I'm a maniac. Better watch your back, cause I'm fucking up your program. That was too good.
We should just go to the end.
You rap like an English teacher trying to
shit. Keep your distance. Because right now I'm dangerous. And we've all felt like shit. I've been treated like shit. All you motherfuckers. You want to step up? Chainsaw. Sting your ass raw.
You wear it out.
My leg keeps going this way. I just might bring something tonight. Pack a chainsaw. I'll sting your ass raw. And if my leg keeps going this way, I just might break your fucking face tonight. Give me something to break. Give me something to break. Give me something to break. And not your fucking face. Hope you don't pack a chainsaw.
What?
Pack a chainsaw. Pack a chainsaw.
Let's come and get it.
I
picked up on that.
Dude, I'm fucking straight didgeridoo right now, dude.
Josh was down under this whole fucking time.
Josh is playing. Good one, down under.
I gotta be honest, until you hit the lyrics, I had no idea what song you guys were doing.
You are garbage.
Yeah, dude.
Are you garbage? At Are You Garbage on social media.
Actually, no, if you didn't know those songs, you're classy.
I know the song. I have the CD. Dude, you're classy, I just didn't. Bro. That was more of a shot at your musical instrument voices.
First of all.
Now that's what I call a cappella 32.
Dude, my shit was dope.
He fucking crushed his didgeridoo.
Okay. I didn't know there was a didgeridoo. Who plays the didgeridoo?
The fact that we're doing our own version of this, it makes it cooler.
Okay.
You know, technically, there's not a fucking little beatbox beat either. In the song, but we just did our own version of it.
It's your interpretation of
why
it.
Why are you being a dick?
I don't think I am.
I don't get it, dude. Like, we're trying to be friends right now. We're just jamming. We're having fun. We're all having a good time. And here you are, because we're not fucking trying to figure out if we're garbage. You're going to be an asshole right now, dude.
He respects musical rights. That's the problem, is you're all about BMI and ASCAP, and we're just trying to fucking supervent them, get around it, and fucking do our own thing.
Did you download the MP3s on Napster? You're garbage.
Yeah, dude. Oh, come hit him. Come on. Yeah.
Rattlesnake strikes again.
Oh, you went against Lars Ulrich and company?
Oh, really?
You're garbage.
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 He's more of a LimeWire guy, to be honest with you.
Of course you were.
All right. I just look down and I read this sentence and we can talk about it. Gay man raped.
Good intro.
And
what if that was it?
Gay man raped.
Gay man raped and beaten by the Taliban after they tricked him into meeting up with them.
Jesus.
They raped him. No, this isn't true. Who said this?
Okay. If the Taliban has set up a Grindr account and they're just sitting in a cave like, wait, there's another one coming.
Here we go. We
That's
got
pretty
him,
funny.
Man.
But if you're raping the guy, doesn't that mean you're also gay and you're just really mad about it?
For sure.
Because I feel like the rape part, you know, I'm just saying, when you point a finger, there's four more pointing back at you.
Rape! Rape! You don't want to rape. I'll say that right now.
We learned that this week.
Wait, you don't?
From Katie Boyle taught us that we do not want to rape.
Gay man is raped and beaten. Who is what website is this? Hold on. Can we see what the website is?
Daily Mail. I mean, they're respectable.
Yeah, okay. All right. Is that the gay man that was raped and beaten? He's hot. Hell yeah. Sorry. Go to the top. Let's
gay
see.
Man was hiding.
Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
Stop it. Gay man was hiding in Afghan capital of Kabul after the Taliban took over. Islamist fighters tricked him by posing as a friend who could help him escape. When the man went to meet the fighters, he was beaten and raped instead. It was just the latest Taliban atrocity, despite the group's claims to be more moderate. I mean, when they say
they didn't kill him,
did they rape him with their penises or with the ends of their guns?
Probably an object.
See, I feel like
okay, yeah. When I hear rape, I think meat and potatoes.
Sure.
Usually.
Yeah.
Zach just always thinks of food. Anyone hears anything? I hear rape, I think meat
I just
potatoes.
Think about meatloaf. That's how I get through it.
Pork chops, ribs, you know, really, whatever. Yeah, I mean, was the guy raped with penises? And is it considered rape if it's not a penis or if it's not?
I think they would have written it as like entered. Instead,
I think they would have put assaulted.
Yeah, assaulted,
But I think rape is clickier.
Sexually assaulted would have been the gun.
I think they're throwing shade at the Taliban, who would probably be like, hey, we're no faggots, calm down.
Yeah, they're pissed.
Yeah, they're not okay with that.
They're pissed at the Daily Mail.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Like,
that's what that guy was. He was the Daily Mail they brought over.
My Daily Mail. So what, I don't really know. I stopped paying attention. I heard something about ISIS-K, ISIS-N, a bunch of different letters with ISIS.
Don't want to touch that.
Don't know what any of it is. The Taliban, are they good? Are they bad? We don't even know.
They're bad.
Do we know?
I mean, who can say for sure?
Yeah.
Have you ever been over there? I haven't.
Here's the problem, dude. You just read anything and then you believe it. But this is the thing about you.
You're brainwashed, dude.
We've said this about you. You're sort of a sheep. That's the thing that's regularly said about you.
I'm a full-on sheep.
You're a full-on sheep, dude. Now, if we can do a Disturbed song and you do a sheep sound, like ba 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 ba.
Wait, depending on what Disturbed song.
I don't know. I only know the one. No, I like the other one. Indestructible.
I don't know that one. I know. The one where he says, rigging, gonga, rig, diggy, diggy, riggy, diggy, banan, down, you stupid. No,
you gotta do it as a sheep, though.
Dude, I'm not. Deprogram me then. Please.
Get this guy out of the herd.
Please.
I'm really bothering both of you today. Wait, dude, everyone always says that about you. You're like, what the fuck, dude? Do they?
Hey, here you're a sheep and your show sucks. All right, cool. Moving on.
I didn't say it sucks, dude. I said it's a stolen premise. It was a brilliant premise that was stolen from me. It's brilliant, but it was my original idea. So thank you. Thank you. Yeah, dude, you're a sheep. You're a sheep.
Open your eyes, dude.
They are open.
More.
Do you even know what the Taliban... Can you even tell the difference between the Taliban and a fucking normal Arab? I bet you guys couldn't.
100% I could tell the difference between Taliban and a normal Arab.
You think so?
100%.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen? It's time for...
Bring him out!
This new segment of the show, Is It a Terrorist? La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, Wait. Why are you calling Kavan
McGill? Yeah, dude. Because they play this at Bar Mitzvahs. Is it a terrorist? It's the guy who dropped off the food. Yeah. All right, let's go. We're gonna. This is a new game we're playing, and
have this queued up.
Yeah,
is this just a long segue into that?
But right now, Natalie.
I was like, dude, are they? They're in the back making this game right now.
Natalie is freaking out right now. Like, hey,
Bobby's on 9 phones.
All right, so this first one.
So we're gonna bring in a super close up of supposed terrorist, and let me know if you think
is this a terrorist or is this just a normal Muslim
person? No, that's the fighter guy.
That's Khabib.
That's Khabib.
Is that Khabib Nurmagomedov? Bobby, that's it. It is. Wow. All right.
One for one, dude.
Let's see. Next.
Not
a terrorist.
Mm, yeah, no.
Let's see.
He's wearing Ray-Bans. He's here to read your gas meter.
Some dude going to work.
He's gonna drive you to Disney,
dude. That mustache is fucking supreme, though. Yeah. I love it.
All right, let's see.
Let's see another one. Is there another one? What do we got here?
No, that's his name, the Urban Sheik.
Terrorist. That's terrorist.
This looks like me.
That's I feel like I know who that is. It's not a terrorist.
Christian Bale.
Is that Vin Diesel?
Subha Agarwal.
I say this as a terrorist. There's no way they do three not a terrorist in a row. That's crazy.
It's not.
These are violent. See, exactly. And here you are being like, oh, the Taliban's bad. You don't even know, dude.
Real honest question.
That's from a movie set. Everybody knows
honest
that.
Honest question. Does he need the mask or can't he just pull that other thing up?
It's true.
He's got the big J scarf.
That seems really... Yes, he does. He's got another one hanging out of his pocket.
It's Afghan Big J.
The reason these people are so angry is because they're wearing so many layers in 130-degree heat.
Big Jihad Oakerson.
Hit him with it.
So have you ever fucked a black guy? Then I will put you to death!
Let's see. Is it a terrorist or is this Santa Claus?
It's not.
This is not a terrorist.
I'm going not.
I'm going terrorist. I feel like this guy is...
I think it's Sikh, that head, that rap.
No, yeah. This guy is a fucking... Ah,
I told you.
Whatever he's got, I want some of it, though.
It is
sure.
A terrorist.
He works in juicy platters.
A terrorist of making delicious naan.
He's a butthole terrorist.
Ooh, this one might be tough.
This must be a terrorist.
That's Captain Lou Albano.
Because it must be a terrorist.
It could be.
Like, he's
terrorist.
Yelling to fucking behead somebody. Look.
It could be the chef of That's a Mortal.
Go off with his head. Let's see. Bobby? Ooh, yes. Terrorist. Look. I mean, I still don't know. This could be the president of terror.
This is terrorist. This.
I'm going by the grainy picture. That means there's not a good picture of this guy.
They all just look like cab medallions.
I'm going to go with terrorist. Is it a terrorist, Bobby? Let's see. It is. Yes. See. All right. There we go.
I think that's I've hit game. Everyone out of the park so far. I feel
in post, put some like ISIS music or something behind it, guys. You know, come on. Produce.
Yeah, sweeten the deal.
Here? You know, fucking make this good. What are we doing? Well, there we go. That's our new game, isn't it, Terrace?
Guys in the booth, patch up our horse shit a little bit.
Clean this up a bit, will you, guys?
All right, so let's see. Let's talk about this. Okay. Is there a video of this alligator attack with the 71-year-old man?
Oh, now we're talking.
Is there a video of it?
I'm looking at it right now. Hold on.
There better be. If there's no video, why would I want to even talk about this? I want to see a man eaten by an alligator.
I'd watch that.
That's fucked.
I got nothing else going on.
Is that garbage or classy?
To watch it, you know, it's a little fucked up, but, you know, to each their own, I guess. Or I think if you're getting eaten by an alligator, it's trashy. You're doing something that's not right.
Yeah.
It's not like it got you in the living room.
Yeah, that is true. It's like nobody gets eaten by an alligator.
You're doing something wrong.
When they're at Nobu.
Yeah.
It's like, no, dude, you were fucking...
they were where you shouldn't have been.
They would have some... They're trying to fish with your hands in a lagoon.
They would have some exotic animals in their fountain. You know that. Maybe one
I'll say right
out.
Now, I'll take it even further. It is trashy or garbage. Rebranding. It is garbage if you get attacked by any animal
100%.
Ever.
Unless it's on a golf course, because that's a classy action. And there's
does that happen often? How often are animals? Like,
there's gators on golf
there's
courses.
There's gators on golf courses. So yeah, if you get fucking, you got to check your six when you're out there.
Yeah,
you know?
But I almost feel like they don't really attack you. They just kind of go.
Sure. Yeah. Well, they got Chubbs' hands.
Alligators don't make any noise. They do. They hiss.
Yeah, they hiss.
Do they really?
They didn't. They didn't Happy Gilmore. That's my only.
That's
reference.
Where I'm getting it
yeah,
from.
Yeah.
That's also my impression of any animal that I don't know the sound they make.
A woman having an orgasm.
Any animal attacks you, I say you're garbage.
I think so.
A dog bites
might
you.
Be different. But I guess if you're a classier person who hangs around with classier people, your dog's probably trained and or better.
Well, I'm saying, look, when are you going to get attacked by a dog? You're at a dog park. That's a garbage thing. Going to a dog park in general is a garbagey activity.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. This is the dog. We got to defer to the dog owner.
It's not, dude, depending on the dog park that you go to. Like the one when I was living in L.A., I went to the one under the Hollywood Hills, dude. I saw like, not Shia LaBeouf. Who's the other dude that's like him? Fucking Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal. He's got his dog out there. He's classy or garbage? He's garbage? Honestly,
if you have a dog, you're sort of garbage, in my opinion.
Ooh, hot takes over there by Luis J. Gomez.
I think if you have a dog, you're a garbage human being. You're letting a wild beast into your home.
I think if you don't have a pet.
What if you abandon a dog with your son's mother?
I think I turned her into a garbage human being.
The mark of Gomez.
It's called something. So
that really is a great last fuck you. Every morning you have to feed my fucking decrepit dog.
She loves
dog.
Him. She loves that dog. She would have, when I moved into a house, she would have given him back to me. But she was like, no, I was like, I'll take him back because she was complaining about him. And she was, no, you're not taking Sport. I love him.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, she loves Sport.
For Sport.
He's like James's dog now. So yeah, but when I was younger, I was a garbage human being. I had an animal in my home that used to piss and shit. And I used to clean up after it, and I used to.
Animal? Why is it so?
My
big?
Dog.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, don't call it an animal. It's
eat
a dog.
After out of a fucking trough in my kitchen, just
Jenny.
Dogs have personalities, though. Like they're more than just like an animal.
I'm just saying, just in general.
Like, you can't train a ferret. A ferret is garbage. That's,
ferret is the trashiest animal.
Yeah. Yes.
Or a guinea pig. Without a shadow of a doubt. You got a guinea pig indoors. That's a tough
guinea pig isn't chips. As bad. No, but a guinea pig isn't as bad as a ferret.
The smell of a guinea pig is probably worse than a ferret.
If you're going to have an animal, the least trashy is a dog. I will give you that. But having an animal in your home in general is just sort of trash bag behavior, in my opinion.
I think cats are trashy because there's shit in the box your house. You have to, shit all over the fucking, what do they call it? The cat litter is
the
like
litter
always
box.
Trailed out.
Yeah.
Dogs, see, if you train the dog, you're classy. If you train the dog, my dog doesn't shit inside.
There's
she
levels,
can do tricks and
there's
shit.
Levels, obviously.
You're saying the act in general, you can do it in a classier version, but the act in general is bad.
I mean, here's what I mean. There are people that aren't poor or trashy that get dogs, but I think those people are psychologically depraved. I think that they have issues and they need some sort of attention or whatever. Josh is getting really upset. Josh,
I am listening.
Everyone says this about you. Everyone says that you're desperate and needy and
you're
a sheep.
You're a sheep. You're a sheep.
I'm a sheep.
It would
I'm
be
needy.
Great if you did have a sheep.
No,
dog.
He has
that
a sheep.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Everyone says that you're a sheep that you use your dog as a fucking crutch, dude. I didn't want
to
tell you this way.
To be the bearer of bad
I've been
news.
Through a lot, okay?
But that is what
I
everyone is saying about you.
Been through a lot, everybody.
All right. I don't want to tell you this, but you're one of my dearest friends, and that's why I'm letting you know what everyone's saying about you.
I appreciate that. I'm deprogram me, please.
Please.
Please deprogram me.
You know, there's a part of them thinking, is that what everybody's saying? Because I'm thinking it. I'm like, is everybody talking about me behind my back?
Listen, pets in general, pretty trashy. And they do, you're right, they do get trashier the further you stray away from.
A cat or a dog is acceptable, obviously.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
dude.
Fine. Yeah, for sure.
Cat.
Bird people are fucking weird people.
No, birds,
I don't trust them.
Worse than bird people? Loose bird.
Loose bird people
loose
are
bird.
The worst.
Wait,
what
might be the worst?
What do you mean, loose birds?
Like, you go over his house,
and
fucking
no, birds that get fucked a lot.
Yeah. Huge bloody birds. These four birds that are flying around.
Macaque!
Yeah, it's a cockatoo.
Yeah.
Macaque! Or three. Come on.
Hey, now. Hey, you know what? I'll give you a fucking. Guess who'll stay? The only way it's not trashy is if you've trained an eagle to land on a leather
that's
glove.
That's pretty fucking cool.
That's classy.
It's not even classy. You're just still, you're not
badass.
Even.
Badass.
There's like a level of it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like, dude, I've trained a fucking hawk.
Playing by your own rules at that point.
I love
point.
It, dude.
Yeah,
I love it. Oh, you know what I want to, you know what we got to watch? I'm going to do a whole fucking, maybe I'll make this my, maybe this is a new show. Instead of Gomez watches Seinfeld, I'll do this. Gomez watches.
Birds. That's just you on the weekend.
He's losing binoculars. Still looking.
Just you in the men's room. Yankee Stadium.
No, so I'm a massive fan of Naked and Afraid. Naked and Afraid and Alone, two of my favorite shows.
Okay. Is that where you end up on the island with like nothing?
Nothing.
So, yeah, all right, Naked and Afraid, the difference between the premises are Naked and Afraid, it's two people. You're completely naked. It's a 21-day challenge. They put you wherever. It could be Ecuador. It could be Africa. It could be fucking, you know, anywhere, dude. And you're given one item each, and a map, and you got to fucking build your shelter. You're naked, completely fucking
love
naked.
That.
What do they usually bring with them?
Fire starter or like a pot for water, a knife.
The single,
do they get to choose or it's assigned to them?
Yeah. Like, I am the fire starter. I told you to bring a fire starter, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, it's just the single.
It's like day five. You know, they thought I was stupid bringing this. But we've been having a great time out on this island.
So that's that one. Now, Alone, the difference is they're not naked, but they don't have a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they're alone. They put them in.
I think we could have guessed this from the titles of the shows.
Shut the fuck up. They put them alone in.
I'm listening.
In like the I want to say the Arctic. That's not the right way to put it. Like
tundra.
Deep up in Canada or Alaska, like some fucking cold ass places.
Okay.
And
are they naked?
No.
Okay.
No, they're just alone.
Are they afraid?
They're terrified. Okay. They're given 10 items. They're given 10 items. And it doesn't sound as hardcore. You're like, all right, they got fucking clothes. They got 10 items.
I'm going to bring 10 copies of Prodigy's Firestarter in case I scratch the first nine.
Firestarter. I got to smack my bitch up.
You do the row, row, row. You're both in with all of them. Dude, no. They bring 10 items. And it doesn't seem as hardcore. You're like, all right, this isn't as good, especially when you come from Naked and Afraid. Because I saw over Naked and Afraid and I went over to Alone. I was like, this just isn't as hardcore parkour. But then you realize what's going on. It's just a different sort of hardcore. Okay. Because these guys, it's fucking freezing. They come at like the end of the summer. And this is the fucked up shit. It's not a 21 day challenge. They put 10 people in like miles apart from each other. They're nowhere near each other, like 5 miles apart, 10 miles apart from each other. They're all over this fucking like crazy cold area. And whoever lasts the longest wins $1 million.
And they have no idea if the other people have dropped out.
So they're just there.
So this could go months to a year.
Months. They're out there for months, dude. And they build the most extravagant like houses out of wood. Dude, these guys, they're fucking wild, dude. These people are absolute savages. But they'll be out there, dude, and they're fucking like cutting something and they cut their finger off. They're like, oh shit, I gotta go or I'm gonna die in the woods. Like I have to they have like a box, like a red phone where they get there's a button
and
on it.
Hello,
it.
Batman?
Yes, dude. They had a Batman phone and then they come in, they fucking helicopter them out when they're ready to go. It's really cool.
I always feel like I would be good at that. Like, really? The first couple days of
you
Survivor.
You can survive. Surviving is a garbage activity.
I don't know.
Camping in general is a garbage activity.
For sure. I just think, I think my problem solving skills would be good. Like, I think I would be able to figure out.
What's your building?
It's all right. Yeah. I mean, I work construction and stuff.
So really, you work construction. So if you were in the woods right now and you were given 10 items, you feel like you could build a shelter.
I mean,
like,
it wouldn't be the fucking Taj Mahal, but like I would survive.
Doggy, they build like fall traps where it's just like a rock with a stick, and they like fucking just they survive off of mice that get crushed by rocks.
God,
the whole time.
Listen, I would probably die in about 4 hours,
dude,
for sure.
Last night I watched one of the Naked and Afraids, and it was a fan challenge, so they do it with like fans. It's like you or I, like, do we want to do it, right? And then they don't know anything. So this bitch didn't know how to do shit. She was just she drank some water out of a lake. She's puking everywhere, dude. They caught a turtle. He brought fishing line and he caught a turtle and they just took like 2 hours to like kill this turtle. They were freaking out. Eventually they wrapped a string around the turtle's head to pull it out of the shell and they were both crying. It chopped his fucking head off. It was wild.
Oh, damn. God.
It was wild.
How long do you think you'd last?
Dude, I went camping with all of my gear and after one day, I'm like, I gotta go. I mean, I had everything.
You had a tent, you had a heater.
We had showers. We had showers at the campgrounds. I mean, we went 2 days last year, and I will never do 2 days again. It's too much.
It's a lot.
You go early in the day, you get there like noon, you set up, boom, you're good. But the time night falls, you're having, you know,
you're
hot
drunk,
dogs.
Yeah, you're fun. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I go with the kids. I'm not fucking getting hammered.
So you're doing coke?
Yes, I'm doing coke.
Ketamine.
A little bit of Molly.
Let's go. And yeah, I'm not a great camper. I go with Bobby Kelly, and Bobby is a good camper, but he's so fat that like his fatness, I think, brings him down to the not good camper status. It's not like he can fucking like
he can't hike.
Yeah, no, it's like no, we gotta fucking find.
He's not hunting and gathering.
Flat ground the whole time.
No. Have you ever been? I locked me and my wife. We got locked in our bathroom. We were like getting in the shower. And we got locked in the bed, like the door locked from the outside, and we pulled it closed, and we were stuck. And it was proper, like, the naked thing is like, when you're naked, I didn't realize how much confidence I lack naked.
Yeah.
Where, like, I couldn't feel, I'm like, I have to cover myself before I can start thinking.
Well, yeah, you think about like.
Because I'm like trying to unjam the door, and I'm like, my little fucking pee-pee's
flapping around.
I'm like, no, I gotta get my head on straight here.
Well,
you know?
Think like back in the day in the old like pancration days of like the Olympics, they would fucking do like MMA naked. It would literally be two dudes, and they'd fucking come in, and they'd fucking.
Well, I think there's something to cover, because like the loincloth was like the first thing of like.
Yeah.
Can't just be walking around, especially if you've got a little piece.
Yeah, I mean, how quickly could you get comfortable to being naked with a stranger?
Dude, I'm 35 years old and I'm still not.
Immediately.
I think pretty
immediately.
Pretty,
you'd be comfortable. Yeah. Well, you're so funny naked that
you got
like,
naked. Yeah,
also,
yeah,
also they, you'd make them uncomfortable because you'd be like a lantern hanging from your dick.
Be naked is funny every time.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be.
Lewis, I have to note how impressed the three of us are that you busted out pancration.
Yeah, I was.
It was an unspoken, like,
Damn, Lewis.
Well, to be fair,
I don't want to bring it up because I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, to be fair, there was a mixed martial arts, like in the mid-90s, they called it Pancration. It was a tournament that was based off, like it was, you know, it was a nod to the old Pancration Olympic fights.
That was super, that was Japanese, right?
Yeah.
Super yes. Fixed.
I don't know if it was fixed, but it was like a, I think it was a division of Pride Fighting Championships, I believe, but maybe not. No, it wasn't, because it was all open-hand strikes. Like, Boss Rutan was a Pancration champion. Frank Shamrock was a Pancration champion. So this was like, I think it was an organization called Pancration, but it was based off of that. So it's not like I'm actually cultured. I just only know MMA. Dude, I know fighting and rape.
You know, I'm part of Pancration Nation. You know what I mean?
You know, it was
Pancration Nation.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Okay. So, oh, the point I was making of all this
yeah.
was that Naked and Afraid, I do love this show. And one of the questions that people have on it regularly is like, oh, do they ever fuck? Yeah. And I've really gotten into this show. So I've done, like, I've read interviews with people afterwards. There have been people kicked off for, like, stealing food from, like, the
craft service. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, there'll be, like, a truck, like, you know, a mile away, and they fucking hike and sneak like they're hunting, dude. And, like, they've been kicked off because they got caught. Because you're not allowed to do that. Alone, there's no crew. They have their own film. They have, like, GoPros and a couple cameras that they set up in their area to, like, fucking hunt. And I mean, the one guy on Alone, he killed a moose and with a little fucking knife this big, like
gutted it,
yeah. Field dressed it,
had it be, and he tracked it like 3 or 4 miles. So he had to take the meat before it rotted. Hide it in trees so other animals wouldn't come take it. While he went back and forth hiking this meat because it was enough meat for like a month. It was like it is such a so much so more exhausting. Grueling and yeah. crazy than you would ever fucking possibly imagine. But regardless, Naked and Afraid, they're always like, oh, do people fuck? They never have. Apparently they're like,
it's like probably the last thing on your mind.
By the time
I would think it's
probably the first thing on your mind for like an hour, and then you're sunburnt and there's mosquitoes eating you alive.
Yeah. And you're sweaty, like, and there's not a shit. You're just like, I gotta fucking. And this, you also have to survive.
Yeah.
You're like, I have to build shelter.
I want him to survive off eating your pussy.
Yeah. So they don't fuck. This is not a thing they do. But they just made a new show, a spinoff show. Called Naked and Afraid of Love. It's almost like a play on like Rock of Love. Remember back in the day like with Bret Michaels?
Yeah.
I love that show.
Yeah.
But it's called Naked and Afraid of Love. And they take these naked people on an island and they try to get them to fuck each other. It is awesome.
I worked on a show in L.A., one of my first jobs in Los Angeles for a Playboy TV show called Foursome. Do you guys remember that?
Oh, yeah, I jerk off to Foursome regularly.
Dude.
I watch Foursome
on X-Videos. There's a Playboy TV. They have the best reality porn program.
Yes, dude.
There's the orgy one as well.
To the point where, like, you know to skip to, like, 37 minutes in.
Because there's only a few penetration scenes.
There's, like, one fuck scene, and it's always towards
there's no cum shot.
Beginning of the fourth act.
It's kind of an artsy shot, but you see the penetration. There's also ones where it's, like, couple swaps. Like, that category, they put them in a mansion, and it's, like, all of that. But Playboy TV has probably 3 or 4 different programs like that are awesome. I love this category.
I worked on it in like 2008, and I was a PA, so I had to like buy all the dildos and stuff. And that was basically the show. They get like 4 people, like 2 guys, 2 girls, and they always throw an extra one, either a guy or a girl, and just feed them drinks and just see what happens, and then make them play like sex games, and they would fuck. Every single show. Yeah. It was like these, and they knew they were being recorded.
And they were real people. It's regular people.
Real people wanting to be actors, getting their opportunity of being on television.
Well, I see one chick who's in a few of those shows. Like, she keeps on getting casted, but she's not a porn star chick. She's just like a chick who's like, whatever it is, she's like, I'll go that far.
She'll fuck.
Yeah, she'll fuck.
She'll fuck. So, like, bring back Tina. She's going to do it again.
Yeah. Tana was one of the girls.
Really?
Sure, right? Or do you pull a name out of your ass?
I pulled a name out of my ass. Okay, that's my go-to, like, fake chick name. There was a couple porn stars. Jandy Lin. Do you remember her? Like, she was hot, Asian chick. But yeah, dudes, it's like you literally put cameras on people, hot people, feed them drinks, they will fuck.
Yeah.
I was like, remember Blind Date?
Yeah.
I was always like, when they would hook up, it was like, there was something. I'm like, you're doing this on network TV. Yeah, like, you're just like both going into this room.
They'd get a little wild. Yeah.
Yeah. They would like, it was always like, they would fucking, you know, go do like a boxing class and then shower, go get drinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go to dinner and then go get drinks again. End and up then in like, a hot tub, hit yeah. hot tub. And then they would like close the door behind them. And as,
I had
like,
a couple,
an 8-year-old,
I had a couple
like,
friends
yeah.
who were on that show, what? Actually.
Because they used to just cast at like bars and stuff. They would just stand out front and be like, hey, are you single?
Well, reality TV had an explosion in the early 2000s where people would show up for just casting. Casting to reality TV, like any good-looking handjobby dude
sure.
would fucking show. So I had a few friends who, when I first moved here in 2001,
it's just Jay and Dave on blind date.
Well, we were selling. It was the guys who were selling comedy club tickets. It was a few guys who were just like, sort of like charming, handsome dudes, but they were like actors or whatever, and they ended up getting a job selling comedy club tickets. But there were a few of them were like boys, and they would go on like these fucking castings trying to get on reality TV. It was the Real World was the ultimate.
Sure.
And none of them were interesting enough to get on Real World. So they'd get on Blind Date, or my buddy was on a show called
Eliminate. I worked. I was a PA.
That was MTV, right?
No. That was syndication, but I worked on Eliminate too. I was a PA.
Wasn't Shannon on Eliminate?
I could see Shannon doing that.
Call Shannon right now. I don't care that she's sick. Get her on the horn.
Hello. Yeah, I was on Eliminate.
When Shannon puts makeup on, it also changes her voice.
Yeah. She's using her nebulizer.
Shout out, that's a deep cut nebulizer.
Hell yeah. No, there was one. What the fuck was it? My buddy Renda. I was on the show. He brought us on as his friends, and he was like competing for this. It was before. It was even before Bachelor. It was that. That was the premise.
Wait, was it the one on MTV Next?
No. No.
Yo, Next.
This shit was stuck. A deep cut. This was a show.
Fifth Wheel?
No, you won't even be able to name it. It was, the premise was the same as Bachelorette. It was one chick. It was like this beautiful, gorgeous girl. It was 10 suitors who were trying to impress her. And it was that. It was before the it was pre the Bachelorette. It was, they essentially just rebranded this show 10 times over until the Bachelorette and the Bachelor hit.
Sure.
But yeah, and yeah, we went on as his friends, like all these scumbag street team potheads. I remember at one point I was like, hey, you want to go smoke a blunt to the chick? She's like, what the fuck? I'm a lawyer.
Yeah. The best one of those when they, cause they were all exploding.
She didn't pick up.
But they were all exploding. Like before they got to the Bachelor and the Bachelorette, or like right around that time, there was. But the best one was Joe Millionaire. Do you remember that one?
Love Joe Millionaire.
They made him look like a fucking millionaire, and he was just like some fucking meathead construction worker.
You worked with him?
Yeah.
There was also.
Yeah, it was my foreman.
Do you remember the Joe Schmo show on Spike TV?
That was awesome. What a horrible.
They fucking
fucked that guy up.
That was great.
Up.
But they fucking did the last show, the reveal where he was like, oh my
dude,
God. He was losing.
Burned in my brain, that guy's reaction.
Guy
what are you doing?
Paid to be his best friend.
Yeah, dude. He made friends with all these people, and they were all. So, the premise of the show was the guy.
That guy looked like an idiot, though.
Like, we're gonna, it's a reality show. Oh. Joe Schmo is a jerk off.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
We have a reality show. Fucking we're going to put idiot. Him in. Like, you're so interesting, dude. You're going to be in with all these interesting people. But everyone was an actor on the show.
Natasha Leggero was on it. Brian Keith Etheridge was the friend.
That's funny. I didn't know that. Oh, that's right now, dude. It's so fucking funny now that you're saying that. Now I'm
like, aren't you Natasha Leggero?
Who else? There was a couple other people that
and
were.
And then the reveal, the last episode, they were all competing for like $100,000 or whatever. And then the reveal was, they're like, no, we're just kidding. It's been a prank on you. It was like, we're going to give you $10,000. And he was like, I was competing for $100,000.
Dude, I might have shot myself if that happened to me. That is such a reality blower. Yeah, it's like crazy.
They like tried to recreate the Truman Show, and the whole premise of the Truman Show that it was really fucked up to do to this guy.
Yeah,
they're like,
yeah.
That would make great
Fox
real
is like
life.
Worrying.
All right, we have Shannon on the line. Shannon.
Hey guys.
Hi Shannon. How are you feeling?
I'm really, really tired today. I kind of coughed through sleep last night, so I'm feeling a little worse today, but not terrible overall.
Worse for the wear. You don't sound great, Shannon.
I'm just really tired.
Yeah. Much. That's kind of hot. That's sort of how I like my women. Just really tired and passed out. So, Shannon, we're talking about reality dating shows, and I remember you saying at one point you were on one of these shows.
Yeah, I was on Eliminate, which was on the garbage channel UPN9 100 years ago.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
How many rounds did you get through? Were you the picker?
No.
So
no,
how?
I was a pick E, but I wasn't picked. It's a really long story, but I was like 23 at the time, I think. And Yeah, they said that the main guy was going to be totally my type, and he was just like really short, skinny Australian guy.
Oh no!
And the date was in Washington Square Park, and they ended up making us run through that disgusting fountain through the process.
Why?
It was just, I don't know, it was going to look good.
She's like,
on
I
soap.
Smelled.
Take this bar of soap and jump in that fountain, will you, Toots?
Fucking trashy Staten Island whore. Go clean your cunt in the fountain.
What, do you live in the dump? Jesus Christ, lady. Sorry, Shannon, I love you.
So he didn't choose you. Did it hurt your feelings when he didn't choose you?
No, because I was actually, this is like part of the story. I was in a relationship at the time that we were on again, off again, and I agreed to be on the show when we were off. And then we got back on again, and I told him, I was like, oh, it's just going to be a fun experience. I'm not going to like make out with the guy or anything. And he said it was fine until the night before I had to go on the show, where he then flipped on me, and I was sleeping at his house, and he kept me up the whole night making a big thing about it. So I had to sneak out of his house at like 7 a.m. to go to my parents' house to change, to like go and be on the
show.
Oh,
did you lie to him and tell him you weren't going to go?
No, I told him I was going to go because I had already agreed to do it.
He kidnapped you.
That was
basically, yes.
She showed up all raggedy, and that's why they made her run through the fountain. They were like, gotta wash off that fucking, yeah. Like, you've been partying all night.
Did you end up making out with the guy?
No, he was not there. We weren't each other's type, but he was a little bitty guy. And yeah, I was the first one off. And then all of my funny lines, they cut from the show. It was really sad.
Like, help! All right, Shannon. Well, thank you. Feel better. Hopefully, you'll be back in soon. We're calling Bobby Shannot. And we're calling Paul Natalie.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Bye,
in
guys.
Honor of Shannon, let's go with a Shannon's retarded ass topic of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to this rat. playing a harmonica. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you for this topic. Shannon brings retarded topics to the show all the time, and it's, you know, let's go. Here we go. And a rat playing a harmonica. Oh, it's a tiny harmonica.
It's not what I thought. I didn't think the harmonica was going to be smaller.
No, I thought it could be a full-size harmonica.
So did I. This is fantastic.
Okay. Well, whatever that was, guys,
that was a commercial
harmonica. Fine. It's okay. It's okay. Sometimes you need to fucking. It's like, why
it's
don't
just
we?
Just growing pains. It's
what
okay.
What do we need to do in order for ads not to come up? Isn't there some sort
you have
of
to
service?
Pay? You have to pay like $5.99
yes,
a month.
Yes, there is, but it also affects site? Every other channel, every other website. Makes you turn it off before you can even view the website. So it's really not worth it.
Well, this doesn't seem worth it either, in my opinion.
Here we go.
Aw. If we were naked and afraid, we would kill that rat and eat it.
He's now in a Blues Traveler cover band.
Aw.
My wife ate my babies. I ain't got no cheese.
Teaching turtles how to do karate.
That's great. I mean,
I love it.
It sounded like an actual song. I mean, it had like rhythm.
It did. Can I give just my production team a piece of advice moving forward with my shows? You don't have to do this with any other shows, but I would take this advice and I would apply it to all of the shows, especially shows that have some sort of pre-production. If we know we're going to go to the video,
just have it up.
Just screen grab it. Screen grab it, have it in a file, boom, you're good to go. No ads, no nothing.
I was
nothing.
Given this information maybe less than an hour before the show
well
started.
Guess what, we're gonna make sure that doesn't happen moving forward. We're gonna fix
yeah,
it we're gonna
great.
Fix it, but I as the talent shouldn't have to come to the production and say, hey, fix the production.
All right,
if the talent was doing something wrong, if I was coming in, I was just like picking my nose and flicking it at the microphone and going you'd be like, hey, dude, you know what? You should talk. You should, like, maybe be interesting. Like, do something. Like, just, you know, you're entertaining. Just do that. So that's, I'm not making you do that to me. So I shouldn't have to do that to you guys. Because that's the equivalent of what you're doing. Is when you play an ad, it's like you're picking your nose at the microphone. It's going, I don't care. Sorry, Shannot. Gotta tell it like it is. Gotta tell it like it is.
Bobby,
we get
if
it.
You have any balls, no. You have to tell Liz.
You get what?
Well,
what were you just going to
playing
turn
a Bloodhound Gang song into the microphone?
No, that the beginning of this show ruled. It fucking rocked cock, dude. I'll tell you right now, everyone, we started the show in a unique way. It was different. It made everyone go, this is wild, dude. Whatever's going on here, this is a wacky time. These guys are fucking ready for a show. I know good content. Don't tell me. It's one of the things I know how to do. I know how to create good content. That moment of silence was good content.
Of course.
Right there. Like, you don't even know, dude.
It's a human moment, baby.
It's fucking magic happening every fucking
day. That's what's up, nigga.
All right, let's talk about this. 23-year-old woman who didn't know she was pregnant gives birth after a night of drinking.
What's our next segment? Guess the ethnicity. Mexican.
I feel
Mexican,
like it's typically trashy. That trashy white chicks. I feel a lot of the times. At least was on that show. I didn't know I was
don't
pregnant
know that
or whatever.
Pregnant. Is that, was that a whole TV show?
Yeah, yeah. It was like I didn't know I was pregnant or something. It actually happened to a buddy of mine's sister.
How?
I don't. I dude. I never got a straight answer. She just was like having a like.
Was she already fat?
She's like I'm know. A
stomach
like,
grow.
I'm a fat slut. there's only one answer here. I'm a fat slut who doesn't pay attention.
Yeah. How far has your calendar gotten away from you that you missed 9 periods?
Yeah. I don't know. I just remember it was literally like when that show came out. This is probably I was probably like 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, and. She didn't have a baby, and then, like, next thing you know, she had, it was, like, a week later, she had a fucking newborn, and we were all like, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, she didn't know she was pregnant.
How is that possible?
And but it's also when someone says that to you that you're not super fucking close with, I can't be like, well, one of you is fucking retarded, because something's wrong.
No, I think more than likely, she knew and didn't want to tell people.
Yeah, you feel it kicking. The baby's like inside of you.
I do
like
think,
growing.
And I could be wrong on this, but like maybe I made this up in my head. The science is that like it sits like not in your back, but it doesn't drop in the normal sense.
She had
it's
an
obviously
armpit
smaller.
Baby.
Can you look this up? Look up the phenomenon.
There's
got to
be
women.
Something.
Is there a
happens.
Scientific reason that women don't know? So yeah, I mean, if the
I think it doesn't sit, it doesn't fall exactly how it does normally. So like you don't show like that, and I mean, assume it. In my head, that probably you know restricts the growth of it or whatever. I don't fucking know, though.
Dude, we didn't talk about it on this show. On Skanks one time, we talked about how there was a story where somebody gave birth to a baby, and the doctor went to go take the baby out. And this happens a lot. They pull the baby's head off of the body.
God damn.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And you've got to like...
Oh, shit. You just hear the doctor go, fuck.
Whoops. Hand in the head, wait, there's more.
Yeah, there's that happens.
Jesus Christ.
That happens a lot.
Back in the day, they used to do the plunger.
A lot. Like, what's a lot?
I was testing your sheepleness. I was saying, you know, don't call all of our friends that listen to this show that are constantly talking about how Josh is a sheep. Stop. Because he doesn't just buy anything. He questions everything.
I question. Yes, I do dude. Question. I'm being deprogrammed during the show. Yeah, so he's slowly, it's coming around.
Believe, but lie is highlighted in the middle of belief. Hell yeah, dude.
A lot.
Hell yeah, dude. Wrong thing.
He's on fire!
I'm on fire.
Sir, I'm afraid we have some bad news. We pulled your baby's head off, but the good news... It means your wife's pussy's still tight as hell. Held on to them little shoulders.
It's just going to be in there still. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't know. Is there a phenomenon with women giving birth?
They're blaming it on obesity. And some women just don't have symptoms like no back pain, no pelvic cramping, and no.
But does the baby
what about
sit?
No period?
That. It doesn't say anything about that, but there's
a lot of times a women, so specifically fat whores, I'm going to guess, because their hormones are all fucked up.
Oh, no, yeah, no, fat chicks have crazy irregular periods.
Crazy irregular period. A girl who's getting fucked a lot and she's fat, she's always bleeding probably, or never bleeding. It's a whole, like, you don't
Who
even
know.
Who
knows what's happening? Yeah.
Who knows what's happening?
I don't know.
There?
It says some women may have occasional spotting through pregnancies, which could be mistaken for a light period.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're dealing with fat whores, you're dealing with a whole other
question. Who are you explaining this to?
Zach, you're a fat whore whisperer.
I thought you were going to say he's a fat whore.
I keep a sugar cube. Don't spook her.
Do they never... So there's, not,
from the
there's
left.
Not an issue with the way the baby falls? It's just typically really fat. Was the chick fat?
This lady...
I forget.
Woman. Yeah, here. This is what she looks like. Venus. Nope. Wait. Hold on.
Oh, she's hot. Dude.
Yeah, that was too hot. Chick. Too hot, bro.
Hello.
That just seems nuts to me that that could be inside you and you don't know. That's like insane.
What? Who does she look like? Which Batman Joker does she look like?
I was gonna say the Penguin.
There it is. There, I knew it was a villain.
Yeah, she looks like the Penguin. Yeah, no, I'm not gonna hate on her. Good for her. Good for her and her little weird baby. She didn't know
her mystery baby.
Do you think she'll tell that to him? It's, I guess, if they're in the news.
I didn't even.
I had you.
Google's his mom.
Yeah, of course.
I was watching Jungle Cruise at the Regal Cinema, and you came out.
It's crazy.
And now, so Michael, is the baby all fucked? Because it says after heavy night of drinking, is the baby all like fetal
also,
alcohol
syndrome?
Also,
why would she admit that? And I feel like the baby wouldn't get fetal alcohol syndrome if she's drinking like the night he's born.
Yeah, but probably
if she's drinking that night, she's. Hasn't stopped drinking.
I think there's, with fetal alcohol syndrome, I think there's a few things. Number one, I think it's not that, I don't think it's like you drink with your baby and then you feel, I think you have to be a fucking lush and be drinking during like the early stages of pregnancy and it like will really fuck with like the development of the baby. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's always the case. So no, I don't know if.
Can you imagine though if she blacked out? She's just hammered and she wakes up in the hospital like, oh, what did I do last night? And they just hand her
Here's
baby.
Your headless baby.
Yeah. All right, pull up this video of the driver. Why not? Let's go. Let's go with all these dumb Shannon stories today. She sent a bunch of them. She sent a bunch of retarded stories. I like them. Let's see. This guy's trying to get out of a space.
All right, first of all, this van is ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, is that in England? They're driving on the left-hand side. You know, I thought it was all of Europe that drives on the...
Just England.
The rest of, it's just England.
Yeah.
That's silly.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Australia also drives on the left-hand side.
It's because if they were an English colony. So like Jamaica.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Jamaica, they drive on the right-hand side. So any English colonies or anything that was colonized is an English colony. Except for America. This is a retarded ass. I don't understand how this is in the notes. It's just a person trying to get out of a spot. Over
but literally
and over
the
and over
most insane way ever.
It is pretty funny.
Oh, they have that huge mirror on the back too, and they still can't figure it out. They have an aftermarket mirror.
Why are they doing this way?
Because they're a woman.
That's crazy.
All right.
I wonder if they're going to make it out, though.
They're going to make it out. They're going to get out. There you go.
Love if she just backs it in afterwards.
This was so long.
One more. There it is.
Damn.
I wish they got
and then she had a baby.
I wish I got fucking T-boned right there. That'd be great.
Can we see the fake? I love fake names. Can we see this last one?
Yeah, please. Video.
Oh, is this the school board meeting?
Yeah.
It sounds like it's fake. You're like, but it's so
I
good.
Love fake names.
Why, what is fake names? What is
anything
that?
Where, like, prank names.
Like Jack Meehoff. Is there a Jack from, you know,
Craven Moorhead.
Yeah.
So they did this with a school board meeting.
Yeah. Dude, and it's insane how well it went over.
I mean, the Malaysian airline one is the funniest
That's
one. Really,
yeah, that made the yeah, news. That was the yeah, best. Yeah.
Let's see it.
You guys work for us in this environment. You answer to us, and I'm asking that you do not pass this policy in Virginia.
Thank you so much, Ms. Thomas. We do appreciate you. Phil McCracken.
They lead off with that.
Phil McCracken.
He did the Simpsons thing.
Yeah.
Is there a Phil McCracken here? Can someone Phil McCracken?
Souk Mahidik.
Souk
Mahidik.
So pause this. So I guess these are people that are being invited up to come speak.
It was like, hey, I guess they put their name down to be like, call on us.
So, but somebody was like,
some kids ran in and
they wrote a bunch of names.
Well, it's probably done online to think if you think about it.
Souk Mahidik.
Souk Mahidik.
Ophelia McHawk. Ophelia McHawk.
How has nobody stepped in?
You say no.
Eileen Dover. Eileen Dover.
He's realizing it right now.
Don Kiddick.
Don Kiddick.
Don Kiddick.
Donkey Dick.
Donkey Dick.
Wayne Kerr.
Wanker.
Wanker.
Wayne Kerr.
That was great. Donkey Dick.
Can you bring up the Asian airline one? Because that is, it's people.
It's the same thing?
It was the news, and it was when a plane crashed.
Yeah.
And they called in with the flight crew. They provided the names of the flight crew.
No.
And it's my favorite.
It's, no. It's, the news read it, right? Yeah. Or they read it, and it was announced on the news.
It's on the news.
They reported it.
Yes. They had to make an apology. It was so bad. Yeah. This is.
It was one of those things when it came out, you're like, there's no way this can be.
Did you guys see the one, though? There's like a two, like streamers. They're like two kind of cute chicks, and they're talking. And they're like, you're like, oh, he's got a $5 donation to say happy birthday to Nick Gurr. Happy birthday, Nick Gurr. And then she went, huh. And she like, it, dude, it affects her in a way like it
paralyzes her.
Dude, find that one. I haven't seen. I've never.
She
seen
comes
that
back
one.
And she's like, I'm so sorry. They pranked me. I'm like, who cares? You fucking retard. Good.
Coroner is still trying to determine the cause of death and whether she was already dead when the truck hit her. We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Lo, Ho Lee Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The HSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board.
Dude, they have a picture of the plane, too?
Bang Ding Ao is hilarious.
Wee Too Lo is fantastic.
Sum Ting Wong. I mean, that's great.
Dude, that is the
I've
fucking...
seen that 75 times.
Can we see the apology? Can we see the apology for that? That is fucking wild.
Who did they ever find out who did that?
That is wild.
I've no legend.
A fucking
legend.
Hero.
Yeah, that's legend status.
That is the fucking funniest thing I've ever seen, maybe.
So good.
That's the funniest thing
perfectly
that's ever
executed.
Been...
Perfectly.
It's the funniest thing that's ever been done. Right there, that moment.
Because it was such a tragic, horrible thing.
Yes.
And dude, they're showing the picture of the plane.
To be so selfish.
Dude,
like,
Wee Too Lo is
hilarious. I can see a couple really good chick jokes in here real quick.
That is the funniest thing that's ever been fucking done.
Really good.
Do they have the apology?
Looking for it. Hold on.
The Bang Ding Ao is just the fucking...
Did you get the streamer saying Nick Gurr?
I have it.
Played Saturday.
Involved in the Asiana Airlines crash, these names were not accurate despite an NTSB official in Washington confirming them late this morning. We apologize for this error.
Tonight we want to take a moment and say that we are sorry. Earlier today during our noon newscast, we misidentified the pilots in the Asiana Airlines crash. We made several mistakes when we received this information. First of all, we never read the names out loud, phonetically sounding them out. Then during our phone call to the NTSB, where the person confirmed the spellings of the names, we never asked that person to give us their position within the agency. We
heard there's layers to this.
I'm director of hilarity.
Chief aha maker over here.
Yeah, I also have the Nick Irwin.
Yeah, see that one.
Oh, God.
Director of hilarity.
Show you. Just take it down for a second.
There we go. Dude, so fucking funny. God damn, dude. Pranks are great. Pranks are great. Go ahead. Let's see. We're going to wrap on this one. It's been fun. It's been a fun show, boys. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for hanging out, dude. It's
been a good time, always.
Yeah. What are these streamers' names? I don't even know who they are. I just remember being cute
Rebecca
chicks.
Rebecca and Megan.
And then one of them just fucking...
That's cute chick names, Rebecca and Megan.
Just fucking losing their fucking minds. You got it?
Hold on, I'm trying to find the moment. I found the actual bullet light thing. Give me a minute.
Yeah. I mean, you probably shouldn't have to go through the two-hour stream. I think you probably have the clip. There's a clip out there of it.
I feel like Megan's a down-to-fuck name.
Megan?
Yeah. I feel like Megan's in general.
Have I hooked up with
Megan? I don't know
Megan's?
Any Megan.
Oh, yeah, the second girl I ever had sex with in my life was named Megan.
My point proved.
Easy, or was it...
I met her at the mall, and she was like a little mall rat chick. Like, she was maybe 15, I was 16. And, we just met up one day. Picked up my mom's Dodge Neon.
Nice.
What color was the neon?
Black. Fucked her in the back of my mom's Dodge Neon behind, like, a sandwich place. In Nanuet.
Are neons two-door or four-door?
New City.
four-door.
Do you remember when they came out? Like the ad sale, like it was like the most popular. It was like the Super Bowl ad,
no.
And it was just like the hype behind it.
It was, it came out hot.
Huge.
I don't remember
that. Huge. Why was it huge? It was such a shitty car.
Because it was just, it was during the Super Bowl. The ad just showed it, and it was like a reasonably priced car that then people.
It was
afford.
The like most affordable brand new car you could get.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And just the ad was like, it was cool. Like, it made it be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, fuck, I get myself a neon. Yeah.
It sucked. I was embarrassed. It was a goddamn. Because I remember we went to the Dodge place, and they gave you, like, a brochure with, like it went straight from, like, the, like, a fucking Dodge.
Durango to a whatever.
Viper. It was, like, a Viper. It's, like, the top of the line. And it went just straight. It was all red cars, and it went straight down to the fucking Dodge. It wasn't even there. It was, like, one page over. Yeah. Like,
keep flipping.
Over
keep
here,
flipping. I keep going.
Nobody respected the Dodge Neon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
pathetic. I think my sister had one.
Yeah.
And nobody respected her.
No, still doesn't.
Yeah. Do you have those checks? Go ahead.
Winner. And happy birthday to Nick Gurr, if you're watching. Someone in chat wants me to say that.
So. Happy birthday,
Nicker.
All right, we do have...
Dude. Holy shit.
Happy birthday, Nicker.
Dude, her, you watch her life flashes before her.
No, well,
eyes.
She gets really upset. We keep on going, like, or show the part where she gets actually upset.
Wait, run that back. I want to see that
let's
one,
see
more
one more time.
That's her soul leaving her body.
Two chicks, though.
It's a Ralph Wiggum moment.
God, what... Dinah Hashem really fell off.
You're watching. Someone in chat wants me to say that.
So. Happy birthday, Nicker. All right, we do have also honorable mentions.
Yes.
Oh, that dude, that's so good, though.
She literally cries. Like,
man, she really... She does so much math in her head, and she's getting the answer she doesn't want.
Am I just wrong to like, or is she right to get so upset that prank happened to her where she cries, where she's like, oh my, like I'm... Am I just a bad person because I just think it's funny? Like, what if, like, I'm trying to get, because I'm,
sure.
I am what's having a little bit of, like, self-reflection in the world. Like, am I just completely wrong to think that she shouldn't have any remorse?
Yes.
Any, you think she should feel remorse?
No, no, you're both at the complete opposite ends of the spectrum.
Right.
And there, the logical response to that would be, oh, shit, I apologize, someone played a prank on me, we're moving forward. It's not to break down crying.
What was the level of cry that she had, though? Can
she
we
had
see
a little bit of a meltdown.
Can we see it?
Sure, I'm sure we can. We can try.
I'm looking.
He's trying to find it. She comes back on. They apologize. She's like, you know, somebody made me use that horrible word. I would never. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely not on the stream, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. You guys go look it up. Let's fucking wrap this one. This has been a fun show. You guys are the best. Thank you guys so much for coming out. We'll be back on Monday with another incredible episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Until then, have a great weekend. Good night.
That's all, folks.